Hey, friends. Yes, it is the one and only, the Lit Southern Belle. It is Mimi Nava, and I am back in your airwaves after a week and a half of being completely ghost. And, a week it has been, a week and a half. I miss talking and yelling into this microphone. I really, really do. But no, today we're going to talk about why do we put ourselves last? Because people usually don't know why. They are so selfless and so kind to others, and they forget to take care of themselves. And most of the time, I kind of have to ask, why do we do that? Because I do that. A lot of people I know do that. It's a really weird topic, but at the same time, it's something that's been asked of me, and I kind of don't know how to answer, but I've taken a week and a half to figure out why. So stay tuned. All right, my friends. So today, this is a lovely, lovely Monday, and the topic is, why do we put ourselves last? And I know I've pushed this topic back. I was supposed to be doing this at the end of July. Didn't, because life happens. But as I realize that, okay, I have reflected upon the things in my life from the past 5 months. So everything since I've turned 19. Been 19 since February, so that's like 6 months now, you know. And it's a lot of things I've realized. It's a lot of things I've realized about myself. Personally. It's a lot of things that I've taken, and I had no business really dealing with that shit. Real talk. Hate to use, you know, some profanity, but I don't know. Like, I don't, it's just like, this topic was hard for me to talk about, which is what took me so long to release this and to actually like sit here and not like want to bust in tears. But I'm not an expert. I'm just saying from experience of what I've seen. And I've just seen growth. But I also, like I say all the time, with growth is pain. There's pain. Growing is not always fun. But I don't know. Like, I've just realized a lot of things about myself. A lot of things I've been through for the past 6 months have made me stronger. Have made me a better woman. And I just feel more refreshed. I feel like I've shedded another skin and just elevated another level. That's all. But enough about me and my personal updates of why I took forever to create content. Why do we put ourselves last? Honestly, from my perspective, most people are usually taught to do good for others. Most people also put an environment to where other people's opinions count. And some people just say, fuck that shit. I do what I want to do, when I want to, how I want to. I know some people like that. They do what they want to. They move how they want to. They move to the beat of their own drum. And that's why I love them. That's why I'm friends with them. And that's why I hang with them. Because they do what they want to. They move as freely as they want. And nothing restrains them. While we have some people who are the opposite. They have expectations of themselves that have been placed by other people on them, and they feel like if they don't follow through with those, they're a failure. They're less than. And I think the reason why people put themselves last because, yes, not everything's about you. Not everything revolves around you, whatever, however you want to put it. But at the same time, some people go to the extreme and don't take care of themselves. They feel like their existence is an inconvenience. And I feel like as people, we should stop thinking that. It took me forever to realize that there's some people that care about what you do and they actually care about you. So letting them know how you're doing and letting them know when you're not okay, that's definitely an okay thing to do. Because if they're really your friends, they wouldn't make it feel like you're inconveniencing them, but more so that they should feel great that you feel comfortable enough around them to open up to them and be human. We have feelings, we feel things, we go through things. Life happens. You're gonna feel some type of way. You're gonna go through some stuff. And I think sometimes we feel like it's better to keep it bottled up because the fear of being judged, and also the fear of not, you know, just letting this one experience kind of warp the expectations we have and what we think other people expect of us. When all reality boils down to is that people's expectations don't put money in your pocket, food in your stomach, and it definitely doesn't pay your rent. And when you get down to that much, you feel a little bit more freer. I think that's where I'm at. I realize that people have expectations for me. People may say all the time, and they do, they're like, we're so proud of you. And it puts a lot of pressure, yes, because you want to keep hearing those positive affirmations of we're proud of you, you're doing well, because it helps to have someone in your corner thinking about you, rooting for you. Because it's nice. Humans are social beings. It's nice to have someone in your corner at all times. It's nice to have a personal cheerleader. I think everyone deserves one. But sometimes we forget to ask ourselves, what do I want? What do I want to do? How do I want to move about this? Because honestly, and when I sit down, I think it gets scary. I think too much. I overthink everything. But in a way, though, I never will ever. It will never be a day that goes by where I don't reflect on myself, which is a good thing, I guess. I don't become stagnant. But I just ask myself, like, have I ever did something that I want to do without someone else's input? And I hate to say it, the answer is no. Before I do the slightest little thing, I ask 10,000 people for an input. When the reality is that if I really want to do those things, I will do them. And putting myself last really means I'm putting people's opinions before mine. And also, it's just kind of like we're in that age now, we're 19, 20, 21. We're doing things that we normally wouldn't do. We have more responsibilities on us that we normally wouldn't have, meaning that we may live by ourselves. We may have our own job, our own income, or we're trying to form a certain type of income so we can, in a way, do well. We're building, this is our formative years, and I say this all the time, but this is our formative years. We're building up our lives as we know it. And sometimes that can be a little scary. And in the midst of, you know, your social life, your career life, your academic life, if you do go to school, and also the life your family expects you to have, it can be very hectic, and you can see yourself really lose yourself in the mix of what everyone else has going on for you. You think that you're supposed to be doing these things for other people, but oh wow, hate to say it, they don't give a fuck about you. And yeah, sometimes it can be your own family. They wouldn't care about your health. They wouldn't care about it because they're benefiting off of you doing so well and doing all these great things. Because they go tell everyone back at home, hey, she did this, this, and this. You're making the city proud. You're making everyone proud. You came back to speak and accept the scholarship. Da, 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 da. And I don't think they realize that it's great to be proud of your children, but also it's also really toxic to treat them like they're a trophy. And I understand parents invest a lot into us. They raise us to be these great individuals, and they want us to be great and successful. But you have to be really careful on how you react to the success, because we will also fail our parents in some way, fashion, or form. We're not going to do everything that expected us to do, and all their expectations aren't going to be met. And that's a rude awakening that some parents don't like to really wake up to or think about, because they still think of us as theirs. And that's a hard thing to do, because some kids can't really even be themselves around their parents, meaning they put themselves last in their parents' existence because they don't want to disappoint them. And that's just with people in general. And I think that's one of the base reasons why people put themselves last, is because they don't want to be a disappointment, an inconvenience, and more so only a burden. When people actually truly become vulnerable, express who they are, it's really, really tough to just be, to just exist. Some people take up space, and that's, and they just, they're like, I'm taking up space, but I'm kind of like, I don't want to take up too much space. So they end up dimming their light, making themselves feel smaller. And it's just kind of like, why? And the reason why is because they don't know how people will react to it, because they still care about people's expectations, and they want to fulfill those as much as possible. There are people pleasers. Most people who put themselves last are people who please others, and they're quick to please others before themselves, because they think if they're pleasing themselves, it's automatically selfish. And that's not always the case. It's really not. And I've sat with myself and unraveled all of this. And of course, yes, go to counseling, unravel all of it as well, because it is a problem. And it can cause a lot of problems. You can overstretch yourself, overwork yourself, and really just break yourself down. And my friends, we're too young to be breaking ourselves down. We haven't even hit our 20s. And we're breaking ourselves down more than what we should for people. And for people who won't do the same, vice versa for us. So that alone should tell you, you shouldn't be breaking yourself down for not a single soul. You know your limits. As humans, we know our limits. That's just facts. We know our limits. We know what we can and can't do. We know how far we can go. Everyone has a breaking point. Everyone has a peak that they reach, to the point where they're just like, I can't anymore. My cup is empty. I can't take care of you. I can't do these things for you. I can't fulfill your need, because you're not giving me anything. You can't pour with an empty cup. So it's a lot of shit you have to realize. And as you get older, no probably will be your best bet to learn how to say. And I'm starting to learn that with myself. Learn how to say no to people who don't add on to my space, who don't add on to my energy, really, and who just doesn't, they're not supporting me. Because we're too old to be tearing each other down. We're too old to be doing all this back and forth catty shit. Honestly, if they're not helping you make money, or they're not supporting you following your dreams, what they're there for? I don't want to sit in a room full of people and I can't talk business and crack a joke and have my left side hurt from laughing in one conversation. We need to be around people that we can grow and learn from. If you're a room full of people and you're the smartest person, you need to leave. You need to leave. Because Lord knows, if you're not around people that can push you to different spaces that you've never seen, show you perspectives that you never even heard of, are they really helping you grow? Are they really helping you as a person? Are they adding on to anything? I like to hang around people who can add on knowledge and wisdom to my life. Meaning that they ain't gotta be smarter than me. It's just we all have experiences that we share that we can learn from. Sometimes you don't have to go through them. That's the great part. Is that people sharing their experiences, sharing their hardships, you can learn from that. And they just give you keys to get you 5 steps ahead of the game in life. so you don't have to struggle like they did. And they're telling you because they love you, and they tell you because they're warning you, and they don't want you to be in that same spot. And it's in the fact that it all comes from a place with love. And I just think that putting yourself first, a lot of other things will fall into place. It's never a bad thing. And I'm not saying go out here and be a narcissistic asshole. No. I'm just saying take care of yourself. Because when people see you taking care of yourself and see you doing right by yourself, you can do right by others. And others will do right by you. And that's something I've learned. Because, you know, people watch how you treat yourself. People watch how you handle yourself, how you present yourself. And if you're not really presenting yourself at a high quality, folks about to treat you with some low quality. They about to give you some low ass quality energy. And you're going to be like, what the hell? Why am I getting this? Why am I? Because you didn't treat yourself right. You didn't respect yourself to take care of yourself. So why the hell would they even give you the slightest half bit of decency to respect you? And that's something I realized. And who? Okay, hello, my friends. We are back. Okay, the last thing I mentioned before we took a little break was that most people put themselves as an option instead of a priority. And this is what makes them put themselves last is because they'd fail to realize the types of behavior that makes the person come off as you're not as important to them. How do I rephrase this? Because that's not the best way for it to be understood. But you invest more than they do. So therefore, you're investing more. You now become an option. And they benefit off of you investing more. But therefore, they don't reciprocate back. So therefore, they treat you like an option and not a priority, while you're treating them like a priority instead of an option. And when you figure these things out and it hits you and you come to the realization, it's very hurtful, very disheartening and disappointing that, first of all, you're thinking, how the hell did I let it get to this point? Like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this shit? Like, I'm a good person. Why would anyone not want to appreciate me and what I do for people? And then you get to the point where it's like, F them. F them. I don't want to F them. And it gets like that. You're like, F them. And trust me, I get it. It's a lot. It's hurtful. It's, you know, you, and honestly, you have every right to become angry. And people are like, well, I'm so mad. As you should be, sis. As you should be, sir. Being treated as a priority is no fun. Being treated as a, not as a priority, excuse me, being treated as an option, as a second choice, is no fun. And I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I honestly, personally believe that everyone deserves the right to be respected and treated as a true individual. And respected for what they do for people. Because I don't think people realize is that people that treat you good honestly don't have to treat you good. And I think that's where we get shit fucked up. No one has to treat you good. Especially if they don't want to. And when you figure out they don't want to, you continue to mess with them. That's your problem at that point. But you're not anything in this world you're not obligated to. Only thing you're obligated to is respect. And sometimes that is iffy as a whole. Some people may think that's harsh, but that's true. Because sometimes we open ourselves up for the hurt and the disrespect. I'm not going to say, oh, it's everyone's fault for their gig. No. I'm just saying people only do what you let them. And it's people who put themselves last. They usually come off as having low self-esteem. They usually come off as having, they don't think that highly of themselves. But when really deep down inside, they're just truly, genuinely nice ass people. And they're caring people. If they're in a relationship with you or they're committed to you or they're your friend, emotionally, they have already committed to you and they're loyal to you and they will never leave your side until you cross them once. And even if you cross them once, they will forgive you and give you another chance. But if you cross them again, they kind of feel a type of way. Now you have some people who will love you unconditionally. You can do everything to them but kill them and they will still love you. And some people call them dumb for that reason. Me personally, I'm not finna call anyone dumb because you love who you love and you can't help it. Yes. And some people go through many things for love. And some people don't want to go through those things. You have to respect people's decision. But at some point, you have to realize, what do I want around me? What energy do I want around me? What do I want to put up and deal with? Because that's the most ultimate question, especially as you're growing as a person. You realize that sometimes you can be too much for people because sometimes people aren't ready to deal with you and put up with you and treat you how you deserve because they're not equipped to and they don't know how to. And what they don't want to do is try and fuck shit up. Because then you have to teach them how to treat you because they don't have the tools and you can't teach them. It's like teaching someone how to ride a bike and doesn't have a bike. How can I teach you how to ride a bike when you don't have a bike? Now I'm having you to picture and imagine and feel. No, when you're in a relationship with somebody or you're making a connection with somebody, friendship wise, everything's hands on. You have to have some type of you have to be equipped and ready emotionally and also be some type of on a mature level to do the things that person demands. And if you realize that you aren't, why continue to go further? But at the same time, people who put themselves last don't realize this. They don't realize that this person's not equipped. Because the people that put themselves last, they keep it to put them as a priority and be like, no, they must not know any better. If I let them know and I tell them how I feel and we talk it out, it can be fixed. Because people who put themselves last are so quick to fix things and rearrange things to make them fit that they're not even worried about themselves being drained to keep retrying and retrying and retrying and retrying. How many times we got to retry to the point where you're just looking crazy? You're being done wrong over and over and over again. That's the thing you have to realize. And I think people who put themselves left, they don't realize that they're being done wrong over and over and over. They see it as if she doesn't know any better. I just gotta tell her better this time. I have to tell him better this time. I have to make sure that, you know, I have to like give them a breakdown to where they understand it. Maybe I didn't say it to where they understood it. They make excuses for why the person refuses to put the work in to properly invest in you. Therefore, they keep showing you time and time again that you're an option. Time and time again, they keep showing you that I don't think highly enough of you to actually put in the work to invest in you and treat you properly and to not make you feel like your demands are over the top. Because 9 times out of 10, people demand things in a relationship, and it's not always material things. It's sometimes things emotionally, and sometimes people are more emotionally developed than others, and also more emotionally stable. You have to make sure that whoever you're dealing with, friendship-wise, or whoever in your circle, is emotionally stable as you are. Because if one of y'all, and I think of it as like a team, if one of y'all is weak, and your starter, if one of your starters is weak, it will show and it will hurt the team. And that play will not be well put out thoughtfully because everyone's not doing their part. You have to find someone who can play the part that you want, that you demand. But also, too, you gotta make sure that you're playing your own damn part right. Because if you're not, and when I say play your own damn part, that means taking care of yourself. Voicing what you want. Putting yourself first. Realizing that what you want is not too much. And realizing that, hell, realizing that you're pretty privileged to be sitting here in my fucking presence and to experience my entire existence. You're lucky. Congratulations. Now, how are you going to invest in this? And how are you going to add on to my growth that I've already been doing and working on? Are you going to come in here to stop what I'm doing and try to throw me off track? Or are you going to come in here and encourage me as I'm on my path and grow with me? Which one? It takes a lot of growth to get to that point to ask people, are you here to grow with me or are you here to outgrow away from me? Are you here to, like, I'm repeating, are you here to grow with me or are you here to stunt my growth? Are you here to throw me off track? Are you here to take away and drain me like everybody else has been doing for my entire life? What are you here to do? What is your purpose in connecting with me? What is your purpose in wanting to be in my presence? What do you gain? And what do you appreciate? Do you appreciate the things that you've gained at all? Or are you just here to gain because you think you're going to be on a come up? And I get nothing out of this. What am I going to get in return out of you being here? Because honestly, you're gaining. But what am I going to gain? Because I already have happiness. So what can you add on more? I already have happiness. I'm secure in myself. I'm secure in myself financially, academically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. What can you do to add on to what I already got going on? What makes you special? Those are hard-hitting questions as individuals that we have to ask people who are in our circle. What do they bring to your life that you haven't brought yourself? What is something that you don't already do for yourself every day? How does that make them special? That's the hard part, because you can bring yourself happiness. You can be happy by your damn self. You can bring yourself money. You can make your own money. You can make your own hustle. But what energy can this person bring that cannot be replaced by anything that you can do your damn self? That's what makes that person special. And that's what makes that person top notch. And if they're just some basic ass, regular ass, whatever person, individual, they're already bringing and adding on shit that you already have. There's nothing wrong with adding on, but it's just, you gotta have a special ingredient that I can't get from anywhere else. You gotta have a special little kick to where how we click and how we go together, it fits. It doesn't take away, it doesn't add on. I don't have to dim my light for you. You ain't gotta dim your light for me. We're just both existing, and that shit fucking works. No one has to dim anything. No one has to tone down anything. No one has to adjust themselves, flaws and all. Can you handle everything from good, bad, and ugly? And do you still want to stay? After seeing every side, do you still want to stay? Do you still want to put up with it? Is it tolerable enough for you? Because everyone's tolerance level is different. And that's something that has gone through my mind as I approach these last 6-7 months of being 19. I'm out to enter into another decade. Whole new decade. I will be 20 years old. And I don't want to wait till I'm 25, 26 to grow emotionally and to become my own. I don't want to wait till I'm 28, 29 to become the woman of my dreams. I can work on this now and become the woman of my dreams when I graduate out of college. I can become the woman of my dreams before I graduate college. I can make a lot of the dreams I want to happen for myself post-grad while I'm in undergrad. I don't have to wait now. I don't have to, and I shouldn't have to. I have the power to manifest the things I want for myself today and continue to be consistent with them until they grow bigger and bigger and bigger and they bloom. I shouldn't have to wait for anything. everything, I already have all the tools. I'm just sharpening them. I'm prepping myself. And I'm taking one step at a time. But I shouldn't have to wait for someone else to give me the right of way. I'm in charge of this. That's the epitome of putting yourself first, is knowing that your success is in your hands, in your phone, in your computer. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. No one has to tell you, oh, you're ready. No, you know when you're ready. Continue to put out what you think is high quality work and make room for improvement above that. Keep going above and beyond. Keep doing what you know is your passion and go crazy about that shit. When you wake up, you think about that. The first thing you do is think about that. Not someone else. You think about your goals. You think about the things you're about to achieve. You think about the money you're about to make. All the things that are coming to you, you think about those first. You get your own shit straight. Someone will come into your life and bless you. Someone will come into your life and be everything you wanted to be. But you have to make sure you're straight first. And if you're in a wreck, no one wants to come to a wreck. No one wants to come to someone who's not emotionally stable. No one wants to come to someone that's not emotionally secure in themselves. No one wants to come to that. They want someone that's secure in themselves, because what we're not going to do is we're not going to raise other people's children and fix broken things and fix childhood traumas. I understand, yes, you can be aware of someone who has childhood traumas, but if they can't keep that under control, it will swallow the entire relationship, the entire connection with that person you're making whole. And I hate to say it, 9 times out of 10, they will take it out on the entire connection that y'all are trying to build and grow. And guess what? That's not what you want to be a victim of, because it hurts. It hurts. It cuts deep. People, I understand, people have problems. People have issues. Yes. But have they grown and learned from them and rose like the phoenix they are from those things? Or have they just sat there and wallowed in the ashes? People go through things, but how you get up from them is important. And also if they got up from them is important to know. If they're still fighting it and battling it, that's fine. But also watch how they fight and battle things. Do they take things out on other people when they're going through things? Do they ghost you? Do they still put you as a priority even though they're going through things? That's how you know the love is real. That's how you know if that person really puts you as a priority. Is even if they're going through their own shit, they still check in with you. They still are consistent with you emotionally. They will never cut that tie off, because they feel like you can help them through it. There's nothing more flattering to know that a person that truly, truly loves you and rocks with you, that when they're going through a rough time, they can come to you and you can help them through that storm that God has brought them through, and you can help them as well. And they like to think of you as the fact that God blessed me with someone like you, so you can help me through these times. That's the person you want. You want a person that can say, wow, God put me here with you because they know that you can help me be strong. You can help me, assist me through this storm, because it's going to pass. It's not going to be forever. And I still love you for you being here in my corner and cheering me on. They don't push away their cheerleaders. They don't push away their supporters. They embrace them even more when the storm is here. It's not the opposite. And I think some people don't realize those are the people you need the most. Are the people who cheer for you and support you and truly love you. And if they love you, they're going to love you when they don't feel good, when they don't feel... Love is consistent. That's the best type of love. Love that is consistent. You may not always feel great. You may not always feel fine. But people who put you as a priority will love you through all of the good, bad, and the ugly. And if they don't, it gets bad, it gets ugly, they want to leave, they don't love you. They don't love you. And they never did. for someone to love you only through the good times, they never did. That's a damn lie. Because that's not what love is. Love is loving someone even when you don't know if you can or not, and you still continue to do it anyways. That's what it means to put someone as a priority. That's what it means to truly invest in someone. You want to invest in that little stock right there? You don't know if it's going to go good, bad, or ugly. It goes bad, you still invest in it because you know it's going to get good at one point. It's not always going to stay bad in that bad spot forever. It's going to shoot back up at one point. It may take 3-4 months for it to shoot back up and get happy again and get good again where you're making money, but you keep investing in it and keep investing in it because you know in the long run, you're going to have your money come back to you. You'll get an even bigger reward because it will come back up. You will. Now, I'm not sure if that's how stocks work, but you know what I mean. You have to invest even if you're not gaining anything. That is the entire gist. And you have to invest in yourself even if you see no results. This can be applied to yourself. You have to invest in yourself even if you see no results whatsoever. Because the results don't always come like that. They don't. Results take months, maybe years, but if you have to keep investing, the more you invest, you get in, you get what you put in. What you get out is what you put in. You half-ass shit, you get half-ass shit back to you. You go hard, you keep pushing, you will get so much and more, and you will get everything in your dreams put back into you. Simple. Simple. So now I ask you, after you sat in here, probably got a little disappointed, a little hurt that I've kind of stepped on toes and stepped on feelings. Why do you continue to put yourself last? Why do you continue to not invest in yourself, even if you don't feel good, even if you don't feel bad? Ooh, let me fix that. Even if you don't feel good, even if you don't feel the most confident, even if you may not be at your best, academically, financially, whatever. Why stop investing in yourself? Because this phase that you're going through, or that you're in, or when you get to those bad phases, remember, you just went through a bad phase 5 or 6 months ago. Look at where you were. You grew from that. Take that time to learn those lessons, embrace those lessons, and embrace all the feelings, and reevaluate yourself. You can't have good times all the time. So why put yourself last when those things happen? It's not always your fault. Life happens. Life is there to teach us things. And sometimes we have to learn by being in pain. So why not? Why not? We have to learn by being in pain. Pain is what makes us stronger. Like I keep saying the workout analogy. You go work out. Yes, it hurts to do those sit-ups because you haven't built up the strength to do 33 sets of 30 sit-ups. Yes, lifting those weights hurts your arms. You're sore. But if you keep doing it and you keep doing it and you keep doing it, you'll realize that those 2 reps of 60 doesn't hurt you. I'm being funny. This 2 reps of 60 is 120. That's a lot. But you know what I'm saying? Your body gets used to the pain or to the bad times it brings you because you've based it off of past experiences. You have new tools that have been added on to your life through experience. You take those, you use them for the next time you need them, and it may not be that bad. When you realize all the things you've been through, and I hate to say this, but you have to come back, kind of have to look back at your life and look at all the things you've been through. All the things that hurt you, they also molded you. And you have to really look and realize, it's like, okay, what is this teaching me? What is this trying to show me? What tools have I had from the previous negative or bad experience? I don't like to say negative or bad. What have I gotten from the previous learning experience, learning phase, what are some tools I got from there I can use here to make this not so hard? Because it gets harder, but what we fail to realize is that we have the tools to make them easier and to push through them. All we got to do is just have the confidence and stop freaking out so damn much. That's really the only problem, that we have to sit and evaluate. Everything is not going to be peaches and cream. Everything's not going to be smiles and rainbows. But what can you do to get yourself through this time where everything may not be in alignment for you? What can you do? What can make it go by and be a little bit more tolerable? That's the key. Hey, friends. I hope you enjoyed the episode today, and I hope you can take a page from the rule book and apply it to your life. You can always follow the podcast Instagram page, The Lit Southern Belle. And also, since we got 130 followers, congrats. Oh my gosh, I'm loving The Lit Southern Belle. I love it. The one and only. You can follow the Twitter, The Lit Southern Belle, or at Lit Belle. And you can also look at the polls, things we may post to spark some conversation. And also, you can always put your two cents on what you want to talk about, what you want to hear, etc. But also, you can always follow me if you want to know what I'm doing, you want to follow my life, you want to see my journey as an individual. Follow me at Instagram at mimi.nava_. So that's mimi.navah_. You can always know what your girl's doing, see how I'm living my hot girl life. And that's it. Bye, my friends. Stay flourishing.